Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout Pennsylvania. I'm Jim Galante. I'm with Ross Tucker, and it's time for Ask Ross, brought to you by DraftKings. Week 5 of football is in the books. Time to get ready for Week 6. No better place to get in on all the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. To add to the excitement of Week 6, DraftKings Sportsbook is bringing back their can't-miss offer. If you haven't tried DraftKings Sportsbook yet, head to the App Store now because you don't want to miss this. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all new users the chance to receive a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code KSN when you sign up and get up to $1,000. That's code KSN to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000 for a limited time. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. As I said, this is Ask Ross. Your questions for Ross Tucker. Ross, are you ready?
I am ready. I love this part of the show.
All right, let's get to it. Remember, the best question gets that great Labatt Blue shirt. All right, let's start here. Let's start with Tony in Philadelphia. Other than your Army Citadel broadcast last weekend, many of the games featured outrageous scoring, including scoring against traditionally defensive giants, like 56 points against Votech, 41 against Florida, 48 against Alabama. Is this somehow related to the COVID-type season? And more importantly, do you expect the same kind of results once Penn State starts playing?
It's a great question. It's a question everybody's trying to answer and figure out because on some level it's happening in the NFL as well. I would say I think it's related to the COVID a little bit in the sense that I feel like all of the meeting time, all of the Zoom meetings really helped at both the college and the professional level for all of the offensive players to really know their assignments and to be assignment sound and to not have mental errors. Whereas on defense, you're kind of more reacting to what the offense does. So on offense, you want to be assignment sound and know what you're doing in this situation, that situation, et cetera. And I think they have that down. Defense, you kind of have to react to what you see the other people doing. And it seems like they're not able to react quite as well. I would also say just in general, Jim, it's been trending this way really every level of football for years now. It's really hard to play defensive football, you know, with the quarterback acting like what they call a plus one in the running game, taking away the number count advantage that defenses always used to have. That's a big part of it. That's number one. And then number two, you know, all of the RPOs and all of the reads off of that, it's like, Jim, they're able to put these defenses in a bind where you almost can't be right. You know, I mean, the RPO game, if you're that backside linebacker, if you sit on that slant, well, then you're going to be late for the zone run game. If you make sure you're on time for the zone run game and in the gap you need to be in, you're not going to be there for the slant. I mean, they have really, the offensive ingenuity in recent years has really gotten to the point where they are able to really put defenses in such a bind. I talk with defensive coordinators, college D coordinators every week, and it's really, really hard to play defensive football these days. Really hard because of the conflicts that offenses are able to put you in. And it's because of some of this stuff, the RPOs and the zone read and the quarterback plus one stuff over the last few years that have become so popular.
I saw something on Ole Miss versus Alabama doing Lane Kiffin doing exactly what you talked about, even to Alabama. And we all know how much talent they will have on the defensive side of the ball. All right. Next up is Joe from Belmore, Long Island, New York. Hey, Ross, longtime listener. My first question for you guys. Welcome aboard, Joe. Anyway, which position group on this year's Penn State roster will be the most important group when thinking about beating Ohio State and taking the next step towards making the college football playoffs? Thanks for everything, guys.
Ooh, I'm going to say D-line. I'm going to go D-line. They have to step it up. Ohio State has a good offensive line. The center's a stud. The guard, Wyatt Davis, is a stud. I'm going to say the defensive line has to step it up, even though there won't be the whiteout crowd. They won't be going nuts. The D-line has to stop the run and get after Justin Fields, get pressure on him, take him down. You think about the times when Penn State has won or been right there with Ohio State, it's because the D-line has stepped up and played really well. I can remember even the second half, Garrett, what was his name? He was suspended for the first half.
Sickles.
D-end. Yeah, Sickles. You know what? He had a great second half of that game. I called that game. That was an amazing football game. That is what Penn State needs. I'm going to say the D-line is the most important position group in that game to get Penn State to the next level. And I've said this, I've been pretty consistent on this show, Jim. I think it's the second most important position after quarterback. And, you know, Penn State does not have the advantage at quarterback in that matchup. So they're going to have to get the advantage along the defensive line.
I always wondered after that why Franklin didn't suspend him for the first half of all the rest of the games. It seemed to be very effective. All right, next up is Ben from Tarpon Springs, Florida, by way of Jersey Shore, Pennsylvania. Hi, Ross. I'm guessing you've seen or heard about Florida tight end Kyle Pitts truly dominating multiple games this year. Looking at him, it's clear he is hundreds of cheeseburgers away from 250. With that said, why is it been made so important for Zach Kuntz to put on weight, given the incredible success of a thin tight end like Pitts? We love you, Ross, and thanks for being part of the Penn State community.
Wow, really nice. I really appreciate when you guys say that. It's nice to get kudos like that. Hopefully you guys are following me on social media. I'm at Ross Tucker NFL, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. I got a YouTube page, youtube.com/RossTuckerNFL, but that's very nice of you to say. I love doing this show, and I love getting a chance to talk Penn State football. You know, that's a good question, and I would argue that it's not really about Zach Kuntz putting weight on, in my mind. He's never really going to be a blocking tight end. I mean, that's not really in his DNA. I think it's more him putting strength on so that he is able to get away from press coverage at the line of scrimmage. I think it's more about that and Zach Kuntz figuring that part of it out than it is just adding weight. I don't think that there's any point in having him add weight just to add weight. I think it's strength to enable him to free up better along the line of scrimmage, or even when he's split out. Kyle Pitts obviously already does a pretty darn good job of that. And you're right, he's only 240 pounds, but he's got, I think, more wiggle than does Kuntz. So he does a better job at the line of scrimmage against press coverage. I think Penn State feels like Kuntz needs to get a little stronger because he might not be as shifty or as agile as Pitts is.
Okay, I'm very curious how you're going to answer this next one, Ross. This is John from Arlington, Virginia. Hi, Ross. If you were to put on your Go Big recruiting hat, how would you look back and evaluate Ross Tucker, the high school offensive line prospect? What were his strengths and weaknesses? Knowing what you know now, do you think Penn State made a mistake in not offering him a scholarship? Thanks. Love the show.
Wow, that's a good question. Remember, you know, most of the recruiting back then was based on junior year video. And now, I mean, FBS schools, Jim, hardly ever look at a senior high school video. Hardly ever. I mean, they're really going off a sophomore video and junior video. And I think as a result, they do miss on some guys. But my junior year, I was about 6'4", 210 pounds. And I was pretty clearly not fast enough to play defensive line for Penn State or really at the FBS level. And it would be hard to project that I'd be big enough for sure to play offensive line at the FBS level. So I think I was evaluated properly based on where I was at the time. Now, I think Penn State could have done a better job of trying hard to get me as a preferred walk-on. And if they had, I still don't think I would have gone there, but it would have made it, you know, if Joe Paterno called me, I've said it before, Jim, that would have given me some pause. Now, hindsight, you know, me going on to play 7 years in the NFL and having multiple Penn State guys of the same era, LeVar Arrington, Mike Ceramelli, Kenny Watson, et cetera, tell me that I would have been one of the two best offensive linemen along with Kareem McKenzie. In hindsight, yes, they should have offered me a scholarship, but you got to go by the information you have at the time. And the information I had at the time was they didn't know if I'd be big enough. I mean, Villanova did not offer me a scholarship. Mark Ferrante, who's their head coach now, Jim, he came to my house. I had pneumonia. I was home from school. I wasn't playing in the basketball game that night. And I was about 230 pounds. In December or January of my senior year of high school. And so Villanova didn't offer me a scholarship because they didn't know if I'd ever be big enough. So Penn State's not going to offer you a scholarship if Villanova doesn't. they didn't know that I was very much a late bloomer. And I was 265 as a freshman, 290 as a sophomore. I just was a late bloomer. And Penn State doesn't have to take those risks typically. You know, because they can find other good prospects that are already 285 or 290 or whatever the case may be. Good question.
So, in other words, you were the Zach Kuntz of offensive linemen.
I guess, although he was pretty heavily recruited.
All right. That is it for Ask Ross. Stick around. Bob and Andy will be back for quarter number four.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Cause it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports, and I'd like to introduce you to our new partners at Forged-Legends.com, makers of solid one-piece cast aluminum gifts. Forget the bumper sticker. For the real enthusiast, you need to go to Forged-Legends.com. Front plates, license plate frames, and hitch covers. Choose from many patriotic themes or even show your pride with your favorite team's colors. All come with a lifetime guarantee and are manufactured right here in Central PA. Be sure to check them out. That's Forged-Legends.com and use code KSN at checkout. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and get in on all the football action. Use code KSN when you sign up to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.